AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Pakistani delegation is in Tehran trying to arrange another round of negotiations between Iran and the U.S. Sagar Meghani has the latest.
Iran's foreign ministry says Pakistan's talked with both nations and will discuss their views in detail. Regional officials tell the AP the U.S. and Iran have agreed in principle to extend the ceasefire that'll expire next week. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says there's no formal deal. Still,
we remain very much engaged.
But tensions remain high, and Iranian military commanders threatening to halt regional trade unless the U.S. stops blocking Iran's ports. And Treasury Chief Scott Bessent warns the Trump administration will ramp up economic pain on Iran.
The financial equivalent of what we saw in the kinetic activities.
Meaning the bombing campaign. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mostly higher, with the S&P hitting a new record. A New York jury's found Live Nation and its Ticketmaster subsidiary engaged in an anti-competitive monopoly over big concert venues. An Atlanta man's been charged in a string of attacks Monday that took place over a matter of hours, leaving two women dead and a man in critical condition. One of the women worked for the Department of Homeland Security. And Lisa Dwyer reports the eastern half of the country is getting hit by a heat wave.
Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April. The heat can be stressful on the human body, especially since many have not yet acclimated to higher temperatures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Polls show Americans still think their taxes are too high, but the Trump administration says more than 53 million filers have claimed new deductions included in last summer's tax and spending law. And if you're still grinding away on your return, Julie Walker offers this.
It's officially tax day, April 15th, and if you have not filed yet, you have options. One, get it done by midnight and submit it. Forms are available at irs.gov and on your state's official website. With the rise of e-filing, post offices may not be open late today the way they used to be on tax day. Two, get to an accountant. Many offices are open late today. 3. File for an extension, which will give you until October 15th. But remember, if you owe money, you need to estimate how much and pay it today to the IRS and the state. Otherwise, there will be penalties and interest. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.